You're listening to SBS News.
After 14 years of the Conservative Party being in power, the UK has a new government. Sir Keir Starmer's Labour Party has won the general election and outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has congratulated him on his win, just a few minutes before Labour reached the required number of 326 seats to win a majority. Mr Sunak, who's retained his seat of Richmond and Northallerton, says it's been a very difficult result for his Conservative Party. He says there's a lot to unpack following this defeat.
The British people have delivered a sobering verdict tonight. There is much to learn and reflect on, and I take responsibility for the loss. To the many good, hard-working Conservative candidates who lost tonight, despite their tireless efforts, their local records of delivery, and their dedication to their communities, I am sorry. I will now head down to London, where I will say more about tonight's result before I leave the job of Prime Minister, to which I have given my all.
Sir Keir told party faithful their campaign for change has worked.
We can look forward again, walk into the morning, the sunlight of hope, pale at first, but getting stronger through the day, shining once again on a country with the opportunity after 14 years to get its future back.
He admits that a large majority comes with great responsibility.
But a mandate like this comes with a great responsibility. Our task is nothing less than renewing the ideas that hold this country together. National renewal. Whoever you are, wherever you started in life, if you work hard, if you play by the rules, this country should give you a fair chance to get on. It should always respect your contribution, and we have to restore that.
But Sir Keir told the party workers he's very aware of the size of the task facing them.
I don't promise you it will be easy. Changing a country is not like flicking a switch. It's hard work, patient work, determined work. And we will have to get moving immediately.
The results mean a Labour Prime Minister in number 10 for the first time since 2010, and the Conservatives facing a fight for the future direction of the party. After 14 years in power, it was always going to be a difficult election for the Conservatives, but the sometimes shambolic campaign, triggered at a time of Mr Sunak's choosing, has contributed to the party's likely defeat. The Conservatives' campaign has been dotted with mistakes, from Mr Sunak's decision to leave D-Day commemorations early to revelations that some MPs had taken out bets on the date of the election the day before it was announced. The election has seen some famous names lose their seats, including former Prime Minister Liz Truss, Cabinet Minister Jacob Rees-Mogg, Defence Secretary Grant Shapps, and the Leader of the House, Penny Mordaunt. Former Cabinet Minister Sir Jacob Rees-Mogg says it's clearly a terrible night for his party, suggesting voters had been put off by the revolving door in number 10, which saw Boris Johnson replaced first by Liz Truss and then by Mr Sunak. And he told BBC Radio 4 his party lost contact with its supporter base, allowing Nigel Farage's right-wing Reform Party to step in.
I think it's because we abandoned our base, and that's what left the room for Nigel Farage and Reform to come in, that the failure on immigration was fundamentally important, and it's something that people mentioned on the doorstep again and again and again, and that taxation is the highest it's been in 70 years under Conservative government, and that you can't take your base for granted as a political party.
Nigel Farage has been elected to Parliament to represent the seaside town of Clacton. He says his party would win many, many seats across the country. Reform's right-wing agenda is being seen as attracting voters who might previously have supported the Conservative Party. And now Mr Farage says the new government is in his sights.
What is interesting is there's no enthusiasm for Labour. There's no enthusiasm for Starmer whatsoever. In fact, about half of the vote is simply an anti-Conservative vote. This Labour government will be in trouble very, very quickly. And we will now be targeting Labour votes. We're coming for Labour, be in no doubt about that.
the new government will face not just the challenge of the Reform Party, but a jaded electorate who's impatient for change against a gloomy backdrop of failing public services, an overstretched health service, and an ever-increasing cost of living. The historic defeat for the Conservatives leaves the party depleted and in disarray, and will probably spark a contest to replace Mr. Sunak as leader. Alan Lee, SBS News.